This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So listen, you remember last month when the cable behemoth Comcast scrapped its $45 billion merger with Time Warner Cable? And you remember how Comcast was worried that the government wouldn't sign off on a deal that let Comcast rule the world, metaphorically speaking, of course? Well, here we are a month later, and instead of one cable and internet conglomerate, we are going to have two, count them, two. Charter Communications announced this morning it's going to pay $55 billion American dollars for Time Warner Cable and another $10 billion for a different cable provider called Bright House Networks. If the deal does make it past regulators, and the early betting is that it is gonna, the new company is going to have nearly 24 million customers, and we consumers will have been saved from a life of higher cable prices and fewer choices at the hands of one all-powerful company, because now there's going to be competition. Marketplace's Adrian Hill gets us started.
This deal reminds me of a charming childhood ditty. You can pick your nose, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your friend's nose. In most places, your cable and broadband provider are like your friend's nose. No picking. And that's not going to change.
There's no competition coming to the market.
Amanda Lotz is a communication studies professor at the University of Michigan.
Most of this is, the impact of this is in behind-the-scenes type stuff.
Faster broadband, better set-top boxes. Jimmy Scheffler is the head of the media consulting firm The Carmel Group.
It gives this new company the breadth and the opportunity to take more risk, to spend more money, to invest more in new technology.
Tom Rutledge, the CEO of Charter, who's expected to keep that job, has reportedly discussed adding streaming services directly into cable. No input switching required. Just imagine not needing a doctorate to jump from Netflix to ABC to Hulu to the CW. A bigger cable company will also have more muscle.
Now this new company will be more aggressive, more eager to take chances.
To potentially push content providers to accept less money or maybe smaller cable bundles. Something else Charter CEO Rutledge says he wants. And that could reduce our bills, right? Not necessarily. They might just look different. Here's Amanda Lotz again.
Both of these companies are, like Comcast, in a great position. They are also the internet providers.
So we could end up paying a little less for cable TV and probably more for broadband. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.